Hi, good morning, everyone. Welcome. It is great to have your company on this. Let me get this right. Yes, it is the 24th day of June. We've got a very nice McCafe menu. Thanks, Rooster. Richmond CEO Benny Gale's going to join us. Geordie Lewis on a Thursday, always, to have a look ahead. Not too far ahead because Brisbane take on Geelong tonight. It's going to be a belter. Georgie Samios for a little bit of wine talk. And then Michael Lombardi, who we love. His knowledge of sport and team sport is legendary, and we've backgrounded him on a few things in terms of what's going on in the AFL. He's going to come on and have a good chat with us just out of 7:30, so looking forward to that. Wispy Watson, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, everybody. I think he's second to none, Gary.
Yeah.
Talking about culture and team building and that type of stuff.
He's been out here.
A bit old school too, and I like that.
He's been out to Australia.
Yeah, he has. He came out a couple of years ago, worked with Essendon for a week.
Yeah.
Just sort of like a fly on the wall sort of stuff, and made some recommendations along the way. I reckon, no, I won't even say that. He's great. He's great. And you can hear him on the GM Shuffle too if you're interested.
And the book. The book is...
His book, Gridiron Genius.
Yeah, that should be handed out. Yep. Every time you get in. Anyway, that's us. We're a bit
biased. He's writing another book too.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad.
He's a very keen writer. Great to listen to. He's got a great turn of phrase and very much into...
Fruity language. Be a bit fruity, but that's good.
Movies and Sopranos and things like that.
He is indeed. Live Euro scores, Portugal and France. Is that end of game? 1-1 and Germany 0, Hungary 1. I'll find out the time of those games. Well done to New Zealand, by the way. They are the World Test champions. What an unbelievable finish that was. That is a great effort, Tim. I know you're well taken with this, but that game...
I am.
It's just been, had 2 or 3 days of rain. They've defeated India with the extra time. The inaugural World Test champion, the Indians resumed at 2 for 64. They were 5 for 138 at lunch. They were 98 runs ahead, 73 overs left in the day. And then bang, the New Zealanders got them out. Jamieson got Kohli and Pujara. India all out for 170. The New Zealanders need 139 runs in 53 overs. They lost 2 quick wickets. And then the captain, Kane Williamson, with 52 and Ross Taylor with 47, got them across the line.
Easily.
That's a great effort.
That was played in the UK, yes?
Yes, in England.
This is the crazy world we live in right now, isn't it? Like, you got the two... Yeah, teams playing to be the Test champions of the world, and it's been played in a...
Was always going to be there.
I know, but it's not... Well, I guess there's a lot of support for India in...
Yeah. Well, it's sort of the spiritual home of cricket, so that's...
Did they get a crowd there at all?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I'm not sure. I'll have a look. But
right.
Anyway, the small country of New Zealand, the World Test champions, I think that is sensational.
Hey, did you catch any of the NBA yesterday, the finish to that game yesterday between...
Strike me down.
The Clippers and the Suns?
I did. No, I saw the end of it.
Ah, yeah. What about this? The last 2 minutes of the game went for 33 minutes.
Well, this is why I don't watch basketball, Tim. I'm sorry, and all the basketball people out there, I know yesterday was one of the more amazing finishes in the history of sport. There has to be something done about that.
It's ridiculous.
You can't have a game that goes for 2 minutes and takes up 33. That's
33.
I know the broadcasters would love it.
Well, yeah, they did probably yesterday. But this goes to the heart of that problem about, you know, and I think it's going to happen, you know, the review and that type of thing. How far do you continue to go and creep with your reviews, though?
Well, that's too far.
Of course it's too far.
So what are they going to do to fix that?
Well, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to unscramble an omelette.
So have they got unlimited review, have they?
No, but all the, you've got like... Coach review, team review, effectively.
Yeah, how many and then of them
you,
can they do?
Then you got referee review as well.
One each, tell them.
So this,
one each.
They're so worried about not making the right decision at a critical stage of a game that they poured back over it again and again and again. And then you got timeouts, that type of thing. So that is just ridiculous. But in terms of drama and the dramatic nature of that game, it was extraordinary. So for those that didn't see, there's 1 second left. One team is behind. They take the inward pass. They score on an alley-oop, and there's still 0.7 of a second on the clock then. So the other team, after all this toing and froing and all this sort of reviewing, that type of thing, then they hand them the ball again. So they get an opportunity then to win the game with 0.7 on the clock. Just crazy stuff.
Yeah,
crazy stuff.
Have a sook about it, Gary. I am. That's exactly what I'm doing. Do you think that's entertaining? Well, maybe you do think it's entertaining.
Yeah.
2 minutes of live sport in 33 minutes. You might think that's great.
Have you ever heard of Monty Williams?
Monty Williams, no.
Monty is the coach of the Suns, right? So this is just in a snapshot. This is Monty's life, right? He played, then he coached. His wife was in the car back in 2016. Somebody that had been affected by drugs crossed the line, smashed into the car. His wife got killed in the car accident. He forgot at the funeral, like he stands up at the funeral and says, "Look, yo, we've got to forgive the other driver. Their family's hurt, all that sort of stuff." I know you're not interested in the story. I can already.
No, of course I'm interested. I am. It's a beautiful story. But I've got a few things going on at the moment.
The thing about it is, so he goes back into coaching. So he doesn't know what he wants to do. So he drifts back into coaching and he ends up coaching the Suns. And the players talk about, like they say that he's sort of like this worldly man that just sort of walked in. Mm. They weren't expected to do particularly well, but he's been able to build this team with Chris Paul is the point guard, who was with him in 2010. They've reconnected. Chris Paul is 36 years of age. So you've got this great veteran player.
You're the one that didn't play?
He didn't play, no. He's a great player, great point guard, sees the game. But they're almost like mates, you know, and he sort of leans on him.
Empathy, Tim.
He's got this great empathy for the players, and the players absolutely love him.
It doesn't surprise me. It does not surprise me. So they're 2-0 up, yeah? Is that an upset against the Clippers?
No.
Clippers? What about their team?
Yeah, but Kawhi Leonard, he didn't play either. Oh, so, okay. But they're just playing with great heart, great spirit, great connection between the players and it sort of goes to the heart. You and I talk about this often, about that new style of coaching. You know, the coach that really...
Win their hearts, Tim.
He wins the players.
Win the heart, you get their minds.
It's genuine affection and connection that he has with the players. Like, he's this really authentic character. And, you know, they talk about vulnerability. He talks about that too. You know, like he'll draw up a player and the players will say, "Look, coach, I don't think that's going to best suit where we're at right now." Mm. And he'll say, "Okay, who's got a better..." Like, it's... But it has to be the right group of players, though.
Yeah, otherwise, you're taking advantage of it.
Exactly. Otherwise, you know, you are taking advantage of it. It's not going to work for you. But you know, when that works and you get that right combination of the young talent, the old talent, the right coach, that type of thing, then you've got something special.
Absolutely sensational. And we will watch with great interest how that unfolds. I watched a series called Clarkson's Farm. I think someone suggested it to us a while ago. From the text message point of view.
Yeah.
And yesterday I was just having a look. And anyway, I thought, oh, I'll have a look at this. Because Jeremy Clarkson on the Top Gear, I liked him, but he was a bit narky. I've watched four episodes. And it is magnificent, Tim.
What do you love about it?
Well, he's just like, we pretend we're a farmer. Mm. Well, no, we're better than pretend. But he is the ultimate pretend farmer. But he's got... He just throws money at whatever problem he's got, and he's got this farm, but he's done it seriously. And it was kind of emotional and moving in the end. You see him in a different light. You know?
Really?
Yeah. He gets, you know.
He became a bit vulnerable, did he?
Well, only sometimes. He was still his old self. It was just funny. It's hilarious. It's well cast. So he's the farmer. It opens up with him looking at tractors. This is what caught my attention because we talk about tractors often. So he goes, "I need a tractor." So he's finished doing Top Gear, obviously, and whatever else. And he had this big farm in the Cotswolds, 400-odd acres. He thought, "I'm going to go and farm it."
Is it a working farm? Was it? Yeah.
Yeah. So Amazon said, "Okay, we'll come and fill." Well, I suggest Amazon said, "Why don't you do this?" And he said, "Righto." So it's a working farm, wheat and barley and all that stuff. He goes, "I need a tractor." So he goes down to the local tractor shop and just like you and I would, kicking tyres, looking at tractors. There's old ones. They're all second-hand ones, you know. He goes, "How much? What about this one? There's a little one there." Again, the bloke goes, "Oh, yeah, this is 40 horsepower." So he spends 3 or 4 minutes kicking tyres. And then you see one that's kind of half new and you think, "Oh, that's the one he's going for." And he goes, and then it sort of cuts. It's edited beautifully. He says, "So I didn't buy any of them." And the next picture is him driving in on a Lamborghini tractor, which is like 30 feet high and 40 feet wide. And he bought it because of the Lamborghini. Then away he goes. It is magnificent. I absolutely love it. I'm 4.5 episodes in and I can't wait to get back and watch more today.
And you can find it on?
It's on Amazon.
Amazon.
Yeah. It's a beautifully cast. He's got the kid, the 21-year-old who knows how to farm and Clarkson doesn't know anything about it.
Has he got those old stone fences everywhere?
Yeah, yeah. He's got a bloke who has to fix them. The bloke talks to him for four episodes. He can't understand one word that he says.
Someone else loves that show out there. Clarkson's Farm is so funny, wholesome, and the best watch major feels so good. He actually cares about land and the animals too.
Yeah, so he wants to build a wetland, which is, in theory, is great. Yeah. He wants to have the insects come back, and you know the insects are important for the ecosystem and all that. But then the actual process of building a wetland, he just gets the biggest trucks and tractors and goes in, and it's wet, and he slides, he makes a mess of everything. Someone has to come in and clean up after him. But anyway, it was very good. A very funny show. If you're looking for something to look at, go and have a look at it.
Oh, there's a lot of people out there that love the farm chat. Love the farm chat.
Love it.
I got off the show yesterday and ring the phone. Guess who it was? Coming in hot as hell.
John from Epping.
He wants, you know what he said to me yesterday?
What?
He wants 15 minutes on our show tomorrow.
What?
He's running like a snail.
He's as hot under the collar about the Chris Scott, Joel Selwood week.
Is he?
Yeah. Hot. He's coming
hot, in. Hot, hot in favour or hot in, no, opposition?
No. Oh, he wants to get a few things off his chest because the people are saying the same thing as him, he says. And
really?
He doesn't think you and I have done the story justice.
Really?
He said, give me 15 minutes.
15?
He said, it'll take me 15 minutes.
We're not giving him 15.
He said, it'll take me 15 minutes to explain myself correctly tomorrow.
How long were you on the phone?
I hate Geelong.
Well, I don't know.
See, there you go. He says he hates Geelong.
I forgot about
that. I just hate Geelong.
That's why he wants 15 minutes. Oh, dear me. Funny.
He had to tend the chooks yesterday. He's got some chooks down the backyard.
Had a look at the tipping in the paper today, Thursday, second tier, Tim. You are off the pace.
I'm off.
You're five off the pace.
No, I'm way off. Do you know who I tipped last week? I tipped the Suns to beat Port at home last week. That's how off I am at the moment. I might just jump off now.
Brisbane and Geelong tonight, you could get back on track.
I went for Brisbane. Who'd you go for tonight? Who would you say tonight?
Brisbane.
Yeah, at home.
Yep.
I hear, I know there's been all these stories about Chris Fagan not worried about, moved on after their little altercation, him and Chris Scott, but I've been hearing up there that he's moved up from a brown belt to a black belt in karate.
It's called the Diddley Squat Farm. Yes, that's what the farm's called, but the show is called Clarkson's Farm. And it's not casted, this person said. It's real workers. Yeah, they're real workers, but they've been cast magnificently.
Do you feel like it's a fly-on-the-wall sort of situation, or do you think that there's a lot of acting setting up sort of scenes?
That's what I think's genuine about it.
Right, that it is genuine. It's him.
Yeah, well, he's a 21-year-old worker who hadn't been outside of the 20-kilometre radius of where he's grown up. Is just a classic tip.
Right.
And gives it to Jeremy Clarkson, like calls him an effing idiot and everything.
Brian, my neighbour, does that too.
Very funny. Can you tell me this? The Harlem Globetrotters want to join the NBA. Hold that thought because I just looked at the clock. We need to take a break. You explain to me how that works. Portugal 1, France 2 in the 50th minute. Germany 0, Hungary 1 in the 53rd minute. We're here for Kogan credit cards, no annual fees, amazing rewards. Peter Jackson, clearance sale on now, up to 60% off store-wide.
Peter Jackson, half-yearly clearance sale. Merino wool suits from $359, up to 60% off store-wide. Kogan credit cards, no annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Great to have you with us. The Richmond Footy Club continue to break records from a membership point of view. The CEO, Benny Gale, is going to join us. Geordie Lewis, Georgie Samios, and then Michael Lombardi will join us. New Zealand played in front of 4,000, or crowds were capped at 4,000 over there for that World Test Championship. Wispy, what's this about the Harlem Globetrotters?
The Harlem Globetrotters, I read that report. It's a bit of a skinny report, not very robust about them, but apparently the Harlem Globetrotters have applied to enter the NBA. Now, I don't know how this is going to work or if it is
a legitimate application.
It would be a team, a Harlem Globetrotters team that could play in the NBA. I'm not sure that that's going to get up, but have you ever seen them play, the Harlem Globetrotters?
Yeah, I've seen them play. They're unlucky. Can I just put it a little serious?
Unlucky.
Yeah, they've been unlucky. Our man Ryan Papenhuyzen, I am genuinely concerned about him.
With good reason.
Yeah, so he got knocked out badly.
Round 10.
Horrible. Kicked off the, yeah, continued the whole debate in the NRL, and it flows over to the AFL. He's not back. He hasn't even started training yet.
No.
Jeez, that's nasty, isn't it?
It is a, it's a major worry. It's a major worry. And I think they're expecting him back around round 20 at the earliest. But they're just monitoring week by week.
He's a great friend of the program, of course. We've left him alone, obviously. We don't want to bother him. But we will, in when he's up to it, have him in here and talk about the experiences. That is a... I mean, we're seeing it more and more. Mm. Players are taking time, a lot more and more time, and this is why this debate will continue to rage.
Tommy Brown had the story last night on our news too about the AFL still hasn't completed its investigation into Hawthorn and the Mitch Lewis situation.
I saw that.
How? Why would it have taken them this long, do you think?
The investigation?
Yeah. Busy doing other investigations.
I don't know. Well,
it would be a pretty simple investigation, would it not?
Yeah, what happened? You punched him in the head accidentally. Yep. Well, where was the headgear? Don't have headgear. Okay, if you're going to do it again, you better have headgear. I don't think they're going to be allowed to do it again.
No, that is what's taking time. Maybe they're just sort of gathering information around those things and then just going to make some sort of statement about whether or not football clubs are allowed to engage in these types of activities.
17 years I've been doing it, Hawthorn.
Yeah, but we did it. We did boxing all the years ago, but no one ever got hit in the head. This is the difference when we boxed.
Where'd you box? In the guts?
You just, you just box the body, and then you always hit the pads and stuff like that, which I thought was a great way to train. We used to come in straight off the track of a night time and get into the ring with Nick Neofito for 2 or 3 minutes and just do that on our way back up into the showers.
But the old wisp put them down or not?
Pugilistic talents, 8 out of 10. On a good night, maybe 9.5.
Have we got the draw sorted out? Who was the best boxer, by the way, Edison?
Longy was very quick with his hands.
Was he?
Very, very quick with his hands.
You always hear that, don't you? In footy circles, or he could go. That bloke could really go.
Mm.
Always is a discussion.
Terry.
We probably had it here on this.
Terry Danaher was quite handy.
Was he?
He used to do a bit of boxing there. You know, in 1990, in that grand final against Collingwood, when he and Gavin Brown sort of... They stood toe-to-toe in a boxing stance, my memory serves me correctly, okay? And Terry just went whooshka and hit him clean on the jaw. It was just a clean, clean punch. But he did a lot of boxing back in the day. Mm. Not advocating that sort of violence at all. I'm just saying that's what happened back in the day.
Not at all.
And I don't think Gavin actually thought that was going to happen either. I don't think he thought TD was going to belt him.
I read where Robert Wall says he wouldn't want to be... He'd be nervous if I was David Teague. We don't hear much from Wolsey these days. He's retired from the media, was a great media performer. Talk about boxing. He used to do that at the Brisbane Bears where they used to have a circle. Remember that, circle, when they used to throw two blokes in the middle of the circle? And there's only one way out.
Yes.
How long do you reckon that'll last?
Well, those sorts of practices wouldn't last 5 minutes, or they wouldn't last a minute now in the current environment. We know more about all that sort of stuff, but the actual training part of it is really good for you. The boxing training part of it.
Would you be happy to have boxing continue at training as long as it didn't go above the shoulders?
100%.
Aerobically.
I don't see that's a problem. The problem is actually allowing people to hit each other in the head.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
100%. Have we worked out what's going on from the draw point of view? We got that all finalised?
For this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have. There's been a bit of manoeuvring going on. Brisbane play tonight, 7:30. Richmond St Kilda tomorrow night, 7:50. Then North Melbourne play the Gold Coast at Blundstone at 1:45. Collingwood play Freo at Marvel Stadium at the same time, 1:45. Which of those games will you be working on?
I don't think we haven't been told yet.
Okay. Sydney and Port, that's been moved forward because that was going to be a Saturday night game.
Right.
And now they've got to fly in, fly out. So that's going to be at 4:35 on Saturday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Then Essendon play Melbourne MCG 7:25 Saturday night. GWS Hawthorn MCG on the Sunday, 1:10. West Coast the Bulldogs 3:20 over at Optus Stadium. And Carlton and Adelaide Marvel Stadium 4:10.
They'll all be operating under the 25%. And then from next weekend... It's round of footy. We're out to 85%.
Yeah, that's great.
How good's that?
That is great. That is going to be great.
So let's hope we never go back there again and we can just have the run home now from here into the final series and as you were.
Yeah. No, that's great. That's great. Hey, did you catch, I hope we've got this. I think Benny's got it. This is Dwight Howard. Did you catch that? Has he got it or not?
No.
Okay, sorry. He just put an Instagram support message for Ben Simmons. You know, all the flack that Ben Simmons has been, all the flack that he's been copping.
Mm.
And finally, one of his own teammates put it out there and said, we love him. I want to support him unconditionally, all that type of thing. So that was nice that he got some sort of support out there from somebody.
Is that one of the biggest pylons you've ever seen?
Massive. A massive pylon.
I was surprised. You know, when there's a pylon, and there's pylons happen all the time, and there's always someone will take it all. So I'm glad to hear that Dwight Howard. I thought someone earlier would have come out to say, hang on a minute. Shaq O'Neal said he would have knocked him out.
He would have knocked Ben Simmons out.
Yeah.
I didn't hear him say that. I looked at it yesterday, what he had to say.
I think it was Shaq.
Was it Shaq or not? Anyway, what they were saying, I thought they were pretty balanced. I listened to Shaq and Charles talk about this,
right?
And Charles was saying, "Look, you know, he's an all-star player,
right?
He's just not going to be one of the superstars of the game unless he can shoot."
So that is good. So I'm glad there was some balance about it, because some of the stuff I'm reading there, I'm thinking, that's, imagine you said, "Oh yeah, I don't like the way that." I don't think Tom Hawkins had a bad game in that final. I would have knocked him out. I mean, what sort of language is that?
Mm. Did you read the Stephen A. Smith the text that he put out on his show about Simmons?
Yeah.
He'd received it from a Philadelphia, a 76ers insider, and it said, this is about Ben Simmons. It read, he doesn't work, he doesn't listen, and everyone around him is family, and he's constantly babied.
If it's right, if that's right, then that would stand to reason for a few things. I don't know if it's right. Shaq said, get right, be aggressive. That's all I want, just be aggressive. I don't want to hear all those excuses. Stop that, cut it out. If he was in my locker room, I would have knocked his ass out.
Well, there you go.
That's Shaq, I suppose.